The Brain Injury Association of Michigan has been fighting to maintain Michigan's auto no-fault system. Tom Constant is president and CEO. Tom, what are your thoughts of the bill that came out of the state Senate today?
Well, unfortunately, it does nothing to guarantee rate reduction. To me, it's very one-sided. It's kind of a giveaway to the auto insurance industry. Michigan residents have spoken out time and again. They're desperate for real relief. And instead, we've got this. It does nothing to prohibit insurance industry's discriminatory practice of rate setting based on non-driving riding factors, which has been talked about a lot. It doesn't move us from what they call a file-in-use system, that's where insurance companies can set the rates with little or no oversight, to a prior approval system, which has worked in other states, California as an example. And there was much discussion of that over the last couple of weeks. It doesn't include any kind of a fair and balanced fraud authority. And we've seen this before. It's likely a tax increase on all Michigan residents because it's going to shift the costs onto the back of state Medicaid. And that's happened in other states. So very disappointed, very disappointed.
And the fact that it was a 79-page bill unveiled less than an hour before the committee voted and just a few hours before the full Senate voted, what does that tell you?
Well, it tells me that people's minds were made up before this was pushed through. You know, I understand people's desire and their zeal for reform, but if you're going to evaluate proper reform, you've got to go through the proper steps. You've got to evaluate this like a business would evaluate it and take a look at all of the problems that are inherent in no fault and address those. And it doesn't appear that they did that.
Well, we know people want relief in their car insurance rates. They're begging for that, or they're going without because they can't afford it. So how do we balance that reality with the need to care for people who suffer catastrophic injuries in auto accidents? If not this bill that passed the Senate, what's the way forward here in your view?
The way forward, I think, is consumer protection, and that's what's lacking in this bill. Consumer protection in the form of, as we talked about earlier, the fact that the insurance industry has continued to allow the use of non-driving rating factors being used in setting your premiums. The fact that there's no rate regulation at all over the insurance industry in the state of Michigan. There are none of these consumer protection initiatives that could be embedded into the new no-fault law that would help protect us from these practices. We've talked about in the past of the need for a fee schedule. We understand that a fee schedule offers a degree of predictability for insurance companies, and that makes sense. There's no fee schedule in this bill. Instead, it's relying on the insurance industry to willingly lower their rates if they implement all of this.
Well, my understanding is the proposal does create a fee schedule for the providers, can only charge insurers at the rates mandated under workers' compensation.
Well, I've not seen that. Again, we just got it this morning, I think, when everybody else got it.
But, right. It does create a fee schedule that's basically what they can charge under workers' comp.
Well, that's one step out of 10. Unfortunately, the 9 others obviously weren't taken. It's disappointing, very disappointing.
The State House is going to take up this bill and consider it. What is your message to those lawmakers?
Well, we would encourage members of the State House to look at the tenets of a fair and affordable and sustainable package that we endorsed last year, and many elements of that are being carried forward this year, and we hope that they implement that. Again, consumer protection. Some type of rate regulation over the insurance industry, the elimination of the use of non-driving rating factors, probably the most blatant civil rights infringement that there is out there, especially in the area of Detroit. Nothing to protect consumers, and that's what we encourage the House to incorporate in their revisions or maybe their new bill.
Tom Constant, Brain Injury Association of Michigan's president and CEO. Thanks so much, Tom.
Thank you, Cindy.